Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Feel so good.
Love came to
and
me.
Knock, knock, knock on wood.
Love came to
yeah,
me.
I'm in a world.
Love came to
I
me.
I used to love that girl.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. I'm Robbie Grant, hanging out with my buddy Will Sexton for a special hour of Speedy Sparks music or influence.
Yes, sir.
Music. Well, let's tell the folks. I think most people, a lot of people around Memphis know Will Sexton, but how do you talk about Will?
I got married into Memphis.
You got married into Memphis. Married to the great Amy Levere, and you guys have a duo. You perform as a duo and a trio and a big band and play all around town.
Yep, and we just are mixing the Green live record.
Oh.
We're getting that mastered as we speak, so that's good news.
Right. And of course, we'll have you back, talk all about Will Sexton,
That's right.
I will say that, I don't know, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, it was a Wednesday, I was walking by, and you were sitting out in front of the station with Pastor Ship and with Red of the Jubilee Hummingbirds.
Yeah.
And y'all were having some, you were trying to upload some photos to the web for the Elizabeth King show that y'all will be doing next month?
It's a December 12th, I believe it is. Yes.
And you just happened to mention to me, you're like, hey, I want to come on for an hour or some time and talk about Speedy Sparks. And
yes.
I was like, I knew nothing about Speedy Sparks, and I said, don't tell me anything about him. I've learned about him, but who is Speedy Sparks?
Well, Speedy Sparks is a groover. He's someone that came into our life in the 70s in Austin and dated my mom for a long period of time. So it was the transition of of Charlie and I becoming musicians, and he helped a lot of that happen, and mostly by giving us access to his record collection, because he had an incredible. He had one room, which was also interesting too, because it's like you live in a bunch of different houses. All of a sudden, we're living in a home where there's an extra room that's just filled with vinyl. Oh, so, so that was the pure success in the move department there.
Yeah, and your brother Charlie Sexton, also a musician, plays with all kinds of folks.
Yeah, yeah, it was. We had a little joke about the, I mean, it was pretty much the truth, but whatever records we had, he literally threw them out the window and said that anything that you want to listen to is all in that room in there, so you need to just, you know.
And how close in age are you and your brother?
We're 2 years.
Okay, yeah. So y'all are like experiencing stuff together.
Yeah.
And what age did he come into your life? How old were you?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's right when I first, we first got my first bass. I was a bass player originally, and we started playing, and this really interesting guy from west side of San Antonio, Richard Elizondo, lived with us, and he was part of the west side, horn, the Doug Somm crew, we're coming in through Austin, and he was our first drummer, the Los Dos Dudes. He called his Schlitz Happiness, and so he's like, "We go get some happiness, little dudes, and we'll go play some music."
He played with who all did he? Who was he famously playing with?
Well, he always had a relationship with Doug Somm, and so he began playing with him around that time, and then eventually he was in the Texas Tornadoes as well.
Wow!
But the Mike Buck is the person that's like, when you look through the discography, it's like, they just have been, you know, they were in the Texas Mavericks together with Alvin Crow and Doug Somm, and with through doing gigs with the Leroy Brothers, doing the Teddy and the Tall Tops. There was just a lot of and a bunch of people alongside John X Reed was the other guitar player that they just have made, you know, tons of content.
Oh man! Well, we're going to be listening to a lot of that this hour. We started off with some Dion,
yeah,
which he didn't play on, but I'm assuming that was in that room.
Well, his first band was that I remember. Whenever we first met him, it was called the Bizarros, and I would go up there, and he had, you know, I through his records, I sang a lot of Little Richard and Dion, those were the two. Vocalist that I was kind of like really locked into, and so I would, at the Hole in the Wall, whenever I was very young, as you know, 7-8 years old, I would do those numbers in that seemingly like pre, you know, pubescent, high, you know, clear, loud voice. You know?
Yeah. Well, we've got some Sir Douglas Quintet queued up. Let's get back into the music. You want to intro this one?
Yeah, this is, you know, I've always been a huge Kinks fan, so I really love this version of Who'll Be the Next in Line.
Thank you.
you. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. It's Robbie Grant hanging with Will Sexton, doing an hour to talk about the great Speedy Sparks out of Texas and a big mentor and influence on Will.
Yes, sir.
What did we hear there, Will?
That was El Molino. So that was Joe King Carrasco, and that was we had all of the West Side horns. I mean, a few of my personal favorites: Rocky Morales and Charlie McBurney, and Sauce was playing keyboards, and Richard Elizondo was drums with Ernie DeWawa, and that was the aforementioned gentleman who lived at the house with us, Richard Elizondo, and yeah.
What was that house like? What was the vibe in the scene?
Oh, it was, you know, it was kind of a regular house. It was, yeah, it wasn't, yeah, wasn't any kind of hippified. The guitar player that we're about to listen to was on this Joe King Carrasco record, Ike Ritter, and he was a big fan. I was a big fan of his, and anyway, he lived down the street from us at that time too.
That's
and
cool.
they had goats, and you know, they had kind of a cool little hippie digs going on over there. Yeah.
So did y'all have music set up at the house? And
oh yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. I mean, Speedy and my mom, whatever they would be doing, I don't know. But Richard would talk us into not going to school so we could just practice for our big, you know, Friday night show at Scoots Inn. Yeah.
So, how many people showed up for that with Scoots Inn?
A handful of people. I mean, it was a real neighborhood bar. Mm-hmm. So it was all the places that Richard had the hookup with. That's why we were Los Dos Dudes, because it was like it was a Mexican joint.
Okay.
So it's like kind of, yeah.
So were you and Charlie both playing guitar?
I played bass.
You played bass.
Yeah.
Okay. And y'all were all singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So what ages were that? It's fascinating. You were
like 7 and 9, something like that. Yeah.
So was that like the draw? Like these little kids are playing up here too?
I think so. I mean, yeah. Richard would go in there and talk them into letting us play, you know. But going back to the Ike Ritter thing,
yeah.
It's really great because he was tied in with the Bizarros. It was like they all kind of did all this stuff together. And this first recording is Speedy's record label called Dynamic Records. And this is something there called Coma Victim.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Robbie Grant here with Will Sexton, playing doing an hour honor to Speedy Sparks, great Austin, Texas-based musician.
Yeah, from Houston, okay. Brenham area, okay. Which was also great too, because it's like whenever there would be a drive to Houston, you could tell by the people that are in the know whether you want to go on Speedy's trip, because his drive to Austin to Houston is about 4.5 hours, and it's 2.5 hours if you go the regular. You know, it's like he's not going to take, you know, he's not going to go crazy on rushing anywhere. So he likes to go into Brenham and go in, get some ice cream, and go, you know, kind of like, you know.
So that's how he got his groove. So that's how he got his nickname.
I guess. So.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, he's in no hurry.
Yeah. Well, we got queued up some Rocky Erickson, two of his classics, really. What was Speedy's connection to these?
He produced these songs, the remake of Starry Eyes, and the last song we heard was on Dynamic Records, so that was their first 45 that Speedy did with Rocky there. And this was awesome for me because I was there at all these recordings, so it was like, as a kid, it was pretty spectacular. So I love listening to it.
So what was that like? Just sitting, fly on the wall? Like, how, I love your age. Like, you were young, really young.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I think I'm screaming in that last, in Coma Victim.
Oh,
that,
in Coma Victim? Yeah, I think. Okay.
Can never trust one's memory. But
that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, it's all was recorded in a place called Music Lane. And a lot of that, my brother and I both had places there for, like, you know, rehearsals for a long. It's like just kind of like it was a place that I just have so many fond memories. The Gathright family, Lynn and Wayne, and yeah. So it's like these recordings again. John X. Reed, Ernie Dewawa, Harry Hess, who was the pedal steel player in Doug Somm's band in the 70s, the early records and stuff, and he's fantastic. And so it's just a lot of cool stuff was happening.
Yeah,
that
and did they cut it live? I mean, was this?
Oh yeah,
it's all live.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear Rocky Erickson. This is we'll hear Starry Eyes, and then.
Oh. Don't slander me.
Don't slander me. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Robbie here with Will Sexton talking about Speedy Sparks.
Tree. listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis. We are raised by sound.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Woo!
Yeah, Robbie Grant here with Will Sexton for the hour, talking about the great Speedy Sparks and all the records he played on. Session musician, producer, bassist, is that how
you... Yeah. I mean, he was just, he did it all. He loved to travel, and he definitely figured out how to live. He lived at Red River Motors for years and years and years, which was a kind of a used car spot. Lou Ann Barton had lived there for a while. It was their own utopian kind of thing, you know.
That's cool. I guess you spent a lot of time with Rocky Erickson through Speedy. What was that?
So what ended up coming a few years after all this was, you know, for a range of time, I would play with Rocky, and I would go and help him get ready to do something, get him prepared. And then at one point, whenever I'd asked him if he really didn't want to do this, and he pretty much expressed that he didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that anymore. And then years later, he kind of got his meds together and so on and so forth. And then he was rocking and he was playing. And it was so great to see him pulling out of that. There was a record that that Speedy, a bunch of us were, we did a live, it's a live record, and it was a Italian import, I believe, but live at the Ritz. And that was the first time that I had gone and worked with him. And since, like, this record, Rocky knew my brother and I since we were little kids. So it was like he did have a, you know, he had some major issues with paranoia and people and stuff. So it's like it was very comfortable for him to work with my brother and I, because he didn't feel threatened by them. He kind of, you know, kind of knew us since forever.
Young and innocent.
And so so we did some good Rocky stuff, and this record, when they were doing this one, it was Harry Hess, who was the pedal steel player. Did I already say that? Did I say off mic? I don't remember, but the pedal steel player from the Doug Somm 70s country band. Yeah. And he did it also. I don't know if they ever made a 45 out of it, but they made a record, a 45, a recording for it with Harry Hess called Chuckin'. And he was obsessed with you could hear the end of him doing his Chuck Berry thing. He was obsessed with Chuck Berry. And this reminds me of John Paul Keith, too, because I've used this a million times for the Harry Hess quote is, you sit there and you have a telly or a Strat or something. It's like, oh, well, let's do Maybelline or something like that. And Harry would go, well, you can't play Chuck Berry on a Fender guitar. It sounds like the Beach Boys.
Fair. He's got a point.
He has a point.
Yeah. We got Tommy McLean queued up.
Yeah. This was really cool. Amy Levere, she loves this record so much, and C.C. Adcock produced this. It's a fantastic record, and one of the tracks, he brought in the Speedy and Ernie Duwawa rhythm section.
Well, it's Robbie, I'm here with Will Sexton talking about the life and work of Speedy Sparks, and this is a record he produced and played on, or just played on this one?
On this one, he's just playing bass.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I'm Robbie here with Will Sexton talking about the life and work of Speedy Sparks this hour.
And we're trying to just get some music in.
Trying to get as much music in as we can. You know, hour goes by fast, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, you know, as Pastor Ship says, I like to run the clock up around here.
That's right.
So, of course, if you're just tuning in, Will spent many years with Speedy from a wee lad of 7 years old throughout a lot of your adult life too.
Yeah, and the Mystic Knights of the Sea with Mike Buck, my brother, and John X. Reed and David Holt, all collectively, close to 40 years.
Wow.
You know.
Wow. Your mom, they were together for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they've always always been really great friends. Still pals.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
well, he passed in October, which I'm so sorry to hear. So that is another reason we're deciding to spend this time doing this. So, which any time would have been good, but it's good to honor him. And I do want to do a quick shout out to our friends over at Burnt Ends. Eric Plumley and Noel came in. Noel's from over in out west. They did a whole Sir Doug special last week. You can find that in our special programming. A lot of the guys that Will's talking about here are featured in that special. It's up at WYXR.
Yes.
All right. Well, what do you want to hit some of this live Sir Douglas Quintet?
Yes.
Tell what's up with this? What's the show? What's going on with this one?
This is it was fun while it lasted, and this is where we got Sir Doug and Speedy playing this one up in the sky right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it.
Thank you. of tomorrow. Wednesday, you done gonna change your mind again. Gonna go downtown, gonna find me a bar. Drink and drink till the sun comes up tomorrow. Oh, babe. I'm gonna spend my money on jukebox songs.
Yeah, WXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WXR.org on the web. I'm Robbie, hanging out with Will Sexton.
Doing that was that was the Groovy Orbit right there.
Okay.
That was Eve Monsees and Mike Buck. Okay. And we brought back Tommy McLean back from earlier. And before that was with Steve Dorr from the Leroy Brothers.
Yeah.
And Lou Ann Barton. And that's Eve and Mike's newest record, which is fantastic. So both of those are on there, and Speedy's up in there doing that.
He's playing bass on all those songs.
Yes,
yeah, yes,
and everything. And they had been doing a weekly thing on Monday at the Continental Club and Friday at the Saxon Pub. So they had been playing and playing and playing and playing.
Yeah.
So Speedy just kept it grooving on as long as he could.
Yeah. So he passed away in early October, and he was playing up until the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I had asked Mike Buck to send me his set list from Sun Radios. He has a Blue Monday. He has a special he does on Blue Mondays in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
At Sun Radio, and if you look it up in the archives, it was 10/13/25, and we cross-pollinated a lot of this stuff. I was having a hard time, really having a hard time finding my records. I was amazed that I found the ones that I actually could.
Well, I know. At first, you're like, I don't think we'll have enough, but an hour goes by quick.
So. Yes, that's great, and yeah. And there's, you know. And there's so many fond songs that I wish I could play, but
yeah.
I can at home.
Yeah, you can at home, and you can. You're all Will. You're so
and
close,
I always will.
And you're such a friend of the station. Anytime you want to come by and hang out with us, you can. And then, you know, personally, when are you and Amy playing again?
We're heading out this Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, we'll be gone for the rest of the year.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
And then you'll be doing something with Pastor Ship and his whole crew up in the green room.
Well, I'm not doing that. I helped them put that together. Yeah, it's going to be the Jubilee Hummingbirds and Elizabeth King.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a big thing and Treble Soul.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's just something I thought that we thought it would be a cool thing to do. So Wandy and I kind of wrapped it around our minds to do something.
Well, we'll close it out with a couple of Speedy Sparks solo numbers. I mean, when did he get the urge to like do solo stuff versus being the bass player in other bands? Like, what was the impetus to create his own, you know, do his own thing?
Yeah, it was just like those songs he had. I mean, he'd just be sitting in his living room, and it was like he had no big plans of touring the world with these songs. You know, it's like literally just wanted to go in the studio and rock it out a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, Will, thanks so much for swinging by. We're going to play a couple more from Speedy Sparks, and then I'll be back at the top of the hour with my pal Winston with my regular radio show song on the radio. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
With you go different places, you see different faces, it's true. Too much to choose, someone must lose over you. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright over you. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright if you do. Pretty mama, that you love me so. Then you tell me, pretty mama, that you gotta go. Thank you.
life ahead.